Welcome into Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Our guest today is Becky Carter, the President and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Back in May, we talked a good bit about women's health. So what are you going to talk about in June?
To go along with the theme, we talked about women's health in May for Mother's Day. We're going to talk about men's health in June around the time of Father's Day.
Oh, okay. So now, the hardest thing about men's health would be actually getting them to go to the doctor, isn't it?
True. It is the most difficult part. Typically, unless they hurt themselves and end up in the ER, in our culture, men will avoid going to a physician. It's usually a female in a man's life who bugs them enough to get them there.
I wonder why that is. I mean, folks just tend to minimize, you know, oh, well, this hurt, but it's not any big deal and everything. And you get that a lot. Wonder why? Is it just busy or just?
Well, I think for men in our culture, we train our boys to be tough. We want them to buck up. We want to say, okay, get up, dust yourself off, and keep going. I think we don't do as good a job teaching men in our culture that taking care of yourself is the most important thing for you to do in order to stay strong, to be healthy, to perform well, to be able to provide for your family.
Yeah. That leads us to, there's a downside. When you start having various different symptoms, folk, it can cause problems. You need to pay attention to what your body's telling you.
Absolutely. Have a good advisor. Have a primary care physician you can check things out with. Have someone who is there with you through the years, who knows you, knows your history, knows your past, and can keep up with the things that we need to check on and be reminded about as we go through our lifespan.
When should you start talking to young folks about their health? When is a good time to begin that conversation?
Well, I think that it is a good time to begin the conversation before the teenage years. At school age, start to talk about why we get immunized, why we have our checkups. As our children approach their teenage years, then if they're active in sports, they're going to be required to have a sports physical. Let's talk to them about why. What are the things that can happen if you don't have those kinds of checkups? So starting young, I think, is good. 10, 11, 12.
Somewhere in that area.
Yes.
Yeah. Any tips on how to start that conversation with the young person?
Well, I think talking with them about how taking care of yourself supports you in performance. If you want to run fast, if you want to work hard, if you want to be strong, then you take care. You take care of the engine that's going to allow that. You feed it well. You protect it. At that age, we need to go ahead and start habits with sunscreen. You know, if we're sending our boys out to a sports field, they're going to be in bright, direct sunlight. Let's start with sunscreen. Let's make sure that they are wearing the appropriate protective gear. It might be a mouth guard, a helmet, shin guards. It's going to depend on the sport they're involved in, but starting there, they're able to tie the education directly to what they're doing, and they're pretty concrete thinkers at that point, so that's good advice.
As we go on, everybody needs to have good healthcare habits, seeing the doctor and having a doctor for that matter. What are some of the things that men need to be sure to do, maybe to start forming habits to take better care of themselves?
Well, I think in the later teen years, as men start to drive and on into young adulthood, men need to be aware that traumatic accidents are one of the major causes of death in that age group. The old terminology that speed kills is still true, always has been. So having good habits around driving, around using equipment that's going to move fast, again, safe habits. I think early on, to have parents watch, what kind of risk behaviors does your young man participate in? And do you need to have some conversations and really try to get across that you're in this for the long haul? You want to survive to see 30.
We'll stop our conversation here and continue tomorrow on Healthcare Update to talk even more about men's health. Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thank you to our guests today and again tomorrow, Becky Carter, the President and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. And thank you for listening to today's Healthcare Update.